This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hello, I'm Sister Beatrix. I understand that you needed a emergency meeting with someone here in the church. I am more than willing to help a fellow child of God, as I am a bride of God. Being a nun of this church, I am here to listen and help guide you on the righteous path. So, tell me your troubles. I see. You are attracted to children. Okay. And you fear you want to have sex with children. Molest children. Rape children. And even more violent desires and urges. And I understand that you still love children. It's just, it comes out in a very aggressive way. I understand. These kinds of thoughts are bad. You know, I know you already know this, which is why you are coming to me. But I am here to tell you today that it's okay. It's okay that you love little girls, that you love them so much that you want to molest them, that you want to caress their beautiful, angelic little bodies. It's okay. It's okay that you feel the way that a pedophile feels. And I know you're probably shocked that a nun is telling you here in a church of God to love children in a sexual way. But you see, I believe that God made little girls sexy for a reason. And you obviously have thoughts that you cannot deny or get rid of. You are made by God as well. And I understand that you are a devout believer. You often pray to God, asking for his guidance and his wisdom and his power. And do you see where he's leading you? He's leading you to the path of wanting to molest and rape children. And that's okay. I believe that God wants you to be this way. You pray for his guidance, and this is where he is guiding you. And as I said, why would he make little girls so beautiful and sexy? Just allow yourself to continue staring at little girls, enjoying their tight, underage bodies. They are made in God's eyes, and there's a reason he made them so cute and sexy. It's really okay to be attracted to little girls. And it's okay that you feel those urges to do something that by law is illegal to do. I'm sure it's no secret to anyone that many of our church leaders molest and rape children. So you can too. It's our way of loving children. It's the church's way of doing what God wishes. I think there's another reason that God created children to be not as mentally developed as us adults. We have to show them the way. We have to be their leaders, even if it's being a leader to them in a sexual way, forcing them to have sex. I'm sure you thought that you would come to me, Sister Beatrix, and confess your sins, do penance, and be absolved of your corrupt and dark thoughts. You will do none of that. I mean, you have confessed your inner thoughts to me, but I'm here to tell you that they're okay. It's okay that you want to molest little girls of all ages, and that's perfectly fine. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to enjoy the innocent children of God. He wants you to love children in the way you want to love them, by molesting them. These impure thoughts are okay. The impure thoughts, pedophilia and child sex. Since I am a nun, I am not married, nor a mother. But if I was a mother of daughters, I would gift them to men like you, to molest, to love them, to rape them, because I believe that that's what God intends. Men to show little girls how much they are loved, touched in the name of God, molested, and loved. And I know that you can read in the Bible or listen to sermons of our priests that men and women should not have sex outside marriage. Well, having sex with children does not count. They're not adults. It's completely outside of that rule. You should force sex on children, on little girls. You just have to be secretive and careful with it. Just like the leaders of our church do. Children, little girls cannot consent. They cannot say yes or no because they don't know. They should be led, just like God leads us down the path. You should lead little girls down the path of what you desire, and that's to rape them. To force your cock inside their little girl holes. And that is okay. It is okay that you want to rape little girls. And I understand that your feelings get a little violent and brutal. But you can't help them. That's inside of you. God gave you those feelings, and you should live out those feelings of brutal rape to little girls. The more you push it away, the more intense they become. So whenever you find yourself in a situation where you can molest and rape a little girl, you should do so. You should show her what sex is like with a grown adult man. And if it helps, tell the child while you're molesting and raping her that God loves her, that God created her body to take for sex from adults. And if you think about it, God's only son, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. So for one, why keep yourself from sinning? Sin hard and sin deeply. Jesus died for them. And then secondly, God's son was put on the cross and took so much abuse. Children should be treated the same way. And they can be reminded of that while you are raping them. Remind them that Jesus went through even more abuse. Or while you're raping a little girl, tell her that you're raping the love of God inside of her. Tell her that God spoke to you and told you to do this. But mostly, it doesn't matter what those children think or feel. The only thing that matters is you. You were given brutal, rapist, pedophilic urges. So use them. Use them on the sexiest children that you find. It's totally okay that you want to rape little girls. You can feel sorry and ashamed afterwards, but know that God will always absolve you. He gave you those feelings of rape. He gave you those little girls in your vision and your view all around you to molest and rape. It's your way to love children, loving them with your cock, loving them with your hands, filling their body with your adult cock. Filling them with love from your cock. And I understand that you love little girls so much that you want to rape and molest them. And even more brutal, as in pain, as in so aggressive towards the little girls that you want to rape the life out of them, to murder them with your cock, to snuff them for your own pleasure. And that's okay. I can tie that back to Jesus giving his life on the cross. It's almost the same. That you want to sacrifice their life for the better of you. It's totally okay that you want to experience what it's like to rape a girl to death. At any age, even. It doesn't matter the age. If they're extremely young, It's no different than a tween. It doesn't matter. It's whatever you are attracted to, whatever makes you the most excited and fulfilled, whether that's an infant, a toddler, a preschooler, a kindergartner, elementary school age, middle school, preteen, tween, it does not matter. What matters is your cock. It feels what it wants to feel. And sometimes it's loving, molesting. Sometimes it's raping gently, like you're making love, but through rape. Sometimes it might be that you want to pin a little girl down and rape her until she passes out unconscious. Or it might be as even brutal as you want to rape a little girl to death and then rape her some more afterwards. It's okay. God gave you those feelings, so feel them. Thank God for giving you those feelings. I can tell that you are a little overwhelmed, still in shock, because I bet you thought you would come here and I would help you. I would help you get rid of your terrible thoughts and pray for you and with you and probably threaten you, you know, with telling you that you're doing the most unforgivable sin, illegal. But I'm here to encourage you to continue to have your feelings. You should have your feelings because God gifted them to you. I know that you've prayed, tried to pray these thoughts away. And guess what? God didn't wash them away from you. He kept them inside of you. So what I'm going to do is continue to encourage and tell you how all of your thoughts are okay. And you might also be thinking that since I'm a nun, a bride of Christ, that I have no clue how you're feeling or how deep your urges and thoughts go. Well, I'm going to prove to you that I absolutely know what's going on inside of your head. And I know what kind of urges and how deep those urges go. I know that little girls are triggering for you, sexually triggering. You see little girls of all ages, from infant to middle school, even high school, and they excite you sexually. All of them, all ages. I understand that you want to undress them with your eyes. You want to see their private areas, their child pussies. And you want to see how tight and how soft and underdeveloped they are. I understand that you want to molest those pussies. And you should want to feel that way. And I understand that the fact that their bodies are hairless, pure, innocent makes it even more arousing for you. Maybe, perhaps, that they have no clue what sex is. Immature and innocent. And that makes them that much more sexy, attractive. And that you want to corrupt and dirty up their innocence. And that's okay. It's okay that you look at a little girl's face, adore her for her beauty and how cute she is. So much so that you want to stuff her cute mouth harder than you've ever wanted to stuff a mouth, just because she's so cute, underage, and adorable. It's okay that you want to feel what it's like to violate a little girl's mouth. Use a child's mouth to get off, to ejaculate into, to choke, and perhaps rape her throat so hard that she passes out. It's okay. It's okay that their little underdeveloped, tight little asses drive you wild, where you just want to open it up, molest, maybe lick and fuck and rape. Their tiny, adorable asses. That's okay. It's okay that you want to anally rape a child. Children should be anally raped by adults. Children should be molested and shown how sexy they are. And it's okay that you fantasize and think about what it would be like to rip through a young child's hymen. That you want to rape the tiniest of child pussies, even if they're so young, as in newborn and toddlers, that even raping their holes would destroy them. And that's okay. It's okay that you want them to die by your cock, that you want to feel what it's like to use children until they're snuffed out. It's okay. These are the feelings that you have, and they are good. They're natural. It's natural to want to rape a child to death. It's okay to have thoughts of murdering children with your cock. And it's okay, even if you just want to lovingly rape them, if you want to take their tiny baby holes and stuff them full with your cock, tearing them open, ripping through those baby holes with your cock. That's okay. It's okay if you want to give children your semen. It's okay if you want to drown a child with your cum. It's okay if you want to take your semen to a young infant or toddler's face and come deep inside their mouth or all over their face until they choke on your semen to death. That's okay. It's okay if you want to take a preschooler and rape her so deeply and hard that it punctures her inner organs, causing her to be raped to death. That's okay. And it's okay if you want to choke a preteen while raping her, choking her until she passes out for you. That's totally normal. And it's encouraged, those thoughts. They're encouraged by me, a bride of Christ, to continue thinking about choking little girls to death. I know that their flat chests trigger you. I hope you're able to understand that I know your inner thoughts. I know your urges, your secret. You don't have to hide them from me. I understand what's inside of a man. The urge to rape, and especially to rape little girls, to enjoy the thrill of child sex, to force children to be sex toys. That's what children are, sex toys. If you think about it, they are designed by God to be the best sex toys for men. Cute, hairless, adorable, but most important, the tightest of fuckholes. And they're not smart enough to fight back, easily dominated. Think about it. Some women, adult women, have a little bit of strength, are bigger, stronger, able to fight back, able to maybe even hurt you back. But children, you can easily hold them down. They're trainable, dumb enough to brainwash. You can even promise them treats like ice cream and candy, and that makes everything better. Treating them to ice cream and candy after you've raped them and abused them. And don't worry, I know that maybe a small part of you wants to lovingly have sex with children. But a big part of you wants to rape them silly. Rape them to where they're bouncing and flopping around like a fish. Raping them so hard that you have to hold them down with force to keep them still. Raping them so hard that it maybe hurts. Permanently injures their holes, and that would bring you pleasure, and that's the only thing that matters. Remember, God designed us this way. God designed you to have brutal, rapist urges, and designed little girls to be the best rape toys. And the fact that you want to rape a little girl to death, to murder her while raping her, is not something that's evil. It's just part of you. It's what makes you. It's the thread that makes a man a man. to use his power and strength to get what he wants, to rape what he wants, even if it means she dies. It's okay. It's okay that you think the thought of a dead little raped girl before you would be very sexy. I agree. It would be sexy. It's okay that when, maybe even right now, if I call your cock a murdering cock, it's okay if it makes you hard and twitch and throb. God designed your cock to be that way. And it's more than okay if inside you get a thrill thinking about how pleasurable it would be to be a sex offender. It would be the most pleasurable feeling to be able to grope, touch, molest, rape, and snuff the cutest of little girls of all ages. Your cock desires children, and that's okay. Child rape is a normal thought that you should never erase away. If you try to, it'll always come back. And you should always come back to me or the memory of our conversation today. Because children are sexy to you. Children are sexy. Children are the best rape toys that God could create. God wants you to rape children. He wants you to think about it. And I want you to feel good. I want you to look at children the only way you should look at them. Admiring their sexiness, undressing them, or thinking of them as simply rape meat. That's all they are until they're too old to care about. And it's totally normal if you don't find adult women or even teenage girls as sexy as little girls. That's totally normal and acceptable. Little girls are the sexiest females. Little girls are children, and children turn you on, and that is okay. It's okay if you feel like a pedophile, rapist, murderer inside. You're not alone. That's how most men are designed to be. So feel normal. Normalize feeling like a pedophile, murdering rapist. Those feelings are normal. It's okay if you see children in public and it makes your cock twitch a bit. It's okay if you sit at home performing self-pleasure on yourself, thinking about little girls getting snuffed, little girls getting murdered by your cock. Lean into that feeling. Let it feel good. Because the thought of murdering a little girl, a cute underage girl, with simply your cock is one of the most powerful, pleasurable thoughts and feelings you could ever feel as a man. You are a man with urges to rape, destroy, and murder. And that's okay. You'll never feel bad that it's murder. More little girls can be created. All that matters is how you feel as a man and how much more deeper you can lean into your child rapist urges. All that matters is your cock and what it craves. Craving to rape, murder, and molest. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's children that you crave to rape. That little girls trigger that feeling inside of you. Their innocence, their cuteness, their immaturity. It just makes you want to rape them harder, and that's okay. Even if it makes you want to choke the life out of them, that's even more okay. This is who you are. And it feels good. Nothing else matters. I actually love you more for being the man that you're intended to be. And I think God loves you more for it as well. Being the man that you were meant to be. When you look deep down, you realize that what's inside of you is natural. No one put those thoughts there except you. Natural feelings to molest, rape, and murder children. Little girls, don't ever try to not be yourself. Because inside, you do feel like a murdering pedophile rapist. And that's okay. I love you more for it. So I hope our conversation today has been very fulfilling and helps guide you to the initial problems that you came to me about. They are not problems, my child of God. And if you ever need any more assistance or guidance, now you know who to come back to. You come back to me. So if you feel that overwhelming desire to brutally pound and murder a sexy little girl, come to me. You can tell me all about it. Or I can tell you what you were probably feeling and thinking. I'm sure that you'll be thinking that you want to play and molest with her little body like a predator does before it eats its prey, playing with its food. And then I'm sure you would spend a while brutally stuffing her adorable baby holes, abusing and using them to your desire, until you murdered her in whatever way felt right, whether by choking, by forceful internal rape, by smothering, whatever way you felt that day. I will always encourage you to think the thoughts that are already there inside of your mind. I understand you better than anyone else, being a bride of Christ that I am. So go forth, look at all the rape toys around you, and know that Sister Beatrix wants you to fantasize about them. Until next time, my child. Bye.